Truth Hurts. 8:38. Getting out of bed on a gorgeous Thursday morning. My name is Nazzy. This is the Morning Wake Up on 105.5 JYY with some sunshine today. Going to be a gorgeous day here in the Granite State. So if you can, do some of that that digital learning outside today as we get into the lower half of the 50s. My next guest, well, she is the world's biggest Lizzo fan. Senator Maggie Hassan joins me on the line right now. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Really good, and I really do like Lizzo. I've just begun to really listen to some of her music, so that's really kind of fun.
She really is. She's a great singer. And I'll tell you, too, recently she's been under fire because she's been seen on her social media with a surgical mask on, and people are saying, hey, the doctors and nurses need them. And she goes, look, I'm dealing with strep throat. I'm trying to keep my family safe. So we can all relate to that, especially you. You can relate to that, too, Senator.
Yeah, no, look, so, Nancy, thank you for having me on. And just kind of update-wise, yes, I can relate to that because, like everybody else, I'm trying to make sure that I do my part here by socially distancing and staying at home when I can so that I don't unknowingly spread this virus to somebody. And in my case, as you and I were just talking about, that means that I'm not going back up to New Hampshire and to our house anytime soon because my son Ben, who is a wonderful young man but happens to have cerebral palsy and a pretty compromised respiratory system, is somebody who would be at high risk if he got this virus. So we're really limiting the number of people, just, you know, healthcare givers, and my husband are with him now. And, you know, that's something we all have to think about. And that's why you're hearing messaging from all of us in public life about the importance of socially distancing, which means stay home when you can. And if you go out, keep at least 6 feet away from other people. Yep. Don't do the handshaking we all were raised to do, you know. And, you know, you can put your hands over your heart or give a little bow to somebody. But you really want to keep that 6 feet. And that's not only to protect yourself, but to keep you from unknowingly passing this virus to somebody who might be at high risk. Yep. Because people need to understand you can be asymptomatic, not have any sign of the illness, but still have it.
Yep.
And you don't want to pass it to somebody else.
So, no, you don't.
That's part of what I've been talking about with people. We also, the other thing for people to think about is part of the reason we need to do this is to slow the spread. It's going to spread some because, you know, some of that may be inevitable. But we want to slow the spread so we don't overwhelm our healthcare system, not only for people who need treatment for the virus, but people who might have another healthcare problem, a heart attack or a car accident, and they need to be able to get into the hospital and be seen too. So those are some of the reasons we're pushing that hard. And then in the meantime, because we know not only how hard it is for people to practice social distancing, for businesses to close or see greatly reduced volume, we know this is having a big economic impact on people. And so Senate came together last night. We passed 96-0, you know, unanimous vote, a big aid package that's aimed at, first and foremost, our healthcare sector, direct assistance to our hospitals, and more money for protective equipment for our frontline workers. We're so grateful to all of them. And to our first responders generally who are out there on the front lines in the midst of this and they don't have enough personal protective equipment. But the package also provides direct cash assistance for individuals and families. It boosts unemployment insurance. So unemployment checks are going up $600 a week for the next 4 months. If you do get laid off because of this virus, there's direct assistance to small businesses, including incentives in that assistance for them to keep people on payroll and help so that they can do that. And then there are protections for workers and some accountability on a taxpayer fund that's going to go to some industries like the airline industry and the hotel industry that have been so badly impacted by everybody staying home.
This is, you know, we were talking to the governor about an hour ago, and we are in uncharted waters right now. This is this is a place that this country has never been to before, and it is very, very difficult to make some of these decisions. Now, as far as that stimulus that was passed last night, when do you suspect we should start seeing some of the money here in the Granite State? When are my friends and family going to start seeing that money come back into the Granite State Center?
Right, right. So here's a couple of things. Yeah. First of all, if people have questions about their own personal situation or their business situation, they can call our office in New Hampshire. It's 603-622-2204. Now, all of my staff in New Hampshire is teleworking, so your phone call may end up in a voicemail box, but we are monitoring it. We are calling people back if we can't answer live. But let's be really clear. If you have filed an income tax return for the tax year 2018 or 2019, and there is direct deposit information that the IRS has as a result of that return, you will see that money directly deposited into your account. You don't have to do anything about it.
Okay.
If your income is below a certain level. So for individuals, it's $1,200 a person. If you earn $75,000 or less, that phases out up to $99,000. And then after $99,000, you don't get the check. It's $500 per child on top of that. And again, for married couples, this would be $150,000 or less. You get the full amount of $2,400, $1,200 per person, up to $198,000 when it completely phases out. Mm-hmm. If you don't have direct deposit information on file with the IRS, they will mail you a check, but that's going to take longer.
Right. So you're saying direct deposit is quicker. Yeah. Direct deposit will be much quicker.
Yeah.
Got it.
It is quicker. And the other thing is, if you are a senior on Social Security, you're also going to get a check, and you don't have to do anything. The Social Security Administration has your information. So you're also going to get that check there. If you are a small business, the Small Business Administration has new loan capacity and new terms of those loans that include not only direct grants to businesses, but low-interest loans that are forgiven if you essentially keep your whole staff on payroll. So there are a number of provisions here that are really important. The other thing is direct aid for state and local governments, because we know that our state and local folks have been working around the clock and are on the front lines with new expenditures, and their revenues are going way down because people and businesses have slowed. So we needed to get direct assistance there.
So we've done that. Senator, before I let you go, I know you've got a lot of work to do today. What are you doing to keep yourself mentally awake? What are you doing to keep yourself okay? Because you know what? For a lot of people, the isolation is causing a lot of anxiety. It's causing a lot of fear.
Yeah.
It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear that they don't know if they're going to lose their job or where their next paycheck's going to come from, and their food insecurity.
Right.
What are you doing that you can pass along for good advice to the rest of your fellow Granite Staters?
Well, first of all, if you are frontline workers who still need to go to work, we know that this feels uncertain and you are really being stretched, whether you're a healthcare worker or in law enforcement or a firefighter or EMT. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. And also we have people at grocery stores, you know, doing their part to make sure that people are being fed. Look, what I'm doing is trying to make sure that I'm talking to my friends and family a lot. I obviously have had to go into the Capitol for limited amounts of time, but it is unusual not to be able to kind of hang with people in the way I always have.
Right.
So I'm trying to keep those connections up. I'm also really trying to get outside every day. And, you know, staying at home, sheltering at home, does not mean you can't go outside. It does mean that you want to keep your distance from other people when you do. You know, I saw one of my daughter's friends and neighbors in New Jersey always celebrate family birthdays together. They've grown up together. They live across the street. And so they had a birthday party the other night with both families in their driveways in camping chairs, waving at each other, singing across the street.
Socially distant. I love it.
Yep. Socially distancing, but celebrating each other's birthdays. So try to be creative. Mm-hmm. And I know for everybody who's got kids at home, what the experts tell me, the educators and folks, is trying to keep a structure going for your kids. And then also trying to find the things that you've always wanted to do with your family, but you never had time.
Right.
Trying to find special things to do and celebrate that. But also, let's not be too hard on ourselves. You know, maybe things aren't going to run just the way you thought they would. Everybody's trying to give each other a break now. And I also just want to remind people that if you do lose your job, mm-hmm. the unemployment benefits now apply for the self-employed, for the gig worker, for mm-hmm. contract workers, as well as people on a business payroll. And the amount of unemployment will go up $600 a week for the next 4 months. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the ways we're trying to get more cash into people's hands so you can still buy your groceries, you can still pay your rent.
Feed your family. Take care of your family. Senator, thank you so very much, and continue to stay safe, okay? Thank you so much for checking in.
You too. Everybody be well. Take care.
You too. More music next on JYY.